With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to your Ohio State sports headlines for the week of March 15th. This is Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com and Buckeye Talk. Make sure you listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. A great time to try the text. It's Ohio State basketball news. Stephen Means covering the NCAA tournament for the number 2 seed Buckeyes. Try that at 614-350-3315. You send a text to there, you get a 14-day free trial. Take you through the tournament. And if they make the Final Four, maybe you'll want to pay $4 a month to keep it going. Spring football around the corner, another great reason to do it. If you haven't tried it before, really good time to recommend it. Lots of news and analysis coming your way. Straight to your phone. You don't have to search for it. 614-350-3315. And now, 5 Ohio State sports headlines for the week of March 15th from Buckeye Talk. Ohio State on track to open spring football on Friday, March 19th. This is Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. Ohio State did pause individual workouts at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center last week because of some positive coronavirus tests, but a program spokesperson said that players who had tested negative multiple times last week were allowed to return to small group activities last Friday at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Not sure exactly how many players that affected, but the most important thing is that things remain on track for the full team to open spring football practice on March 19th. Again, the spring football game scheduled for April 17th, so about a month of spring football ahead for the Ohio State Buckeyes after a brief pause for positive coronavirus tests last week. For all your spring football coverage, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/OSU and listening to the Buckeye Talk podcast 5 days a week. Interesting wrinkle with the NCAA basketball tournament kicking off this week. The pairing seedings bracket came out Sunday night. This is Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. We know Ohio State and Alabama played for the football national championship this season. Now, maybe Ohio State and Alabama could play again for the basketball national championship. If so, it would be a repeat of what the Buckeyes went through in the 2006-2007 season when Ohio State lost to Florida in the football national championship game. Then those two schools rematched in the basketball national championship, and Florida won again. This time the Buckeyes, if they get there, would hope to change that. Why is it a possibility? Both the Buckeyes and the Crimson Tide, number 2 seeds in this NCAA basketball tournament. So not a stretch, not favored for it to happen, but not impossible to maybe see an Ohio State-Alabama rematch. I know probably lots of other schools would be sick of the Buckeyes and the Crimson Tide if that happened, but maybe looking in 2021 to see if we could have a repeat of Ohio State doubling up a championship appearance against an SEC school 14 years later. For all of that football and basketball coverage, everything you need, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/OSU and listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. The Ohio State basketball Buckeyes with their highest seed in the NCAA tournament since the 2013 tournament. This is Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. Ohio State at number 2 will face number 15 Oral Roberts in the first round on Friday. Last time the Buckeyes seeded this high, number 2 in the 2013 season, the Buckeyes that year advanced to the Elite Eight and were upset by number 9 Wichita State. Since then, 4 NCAA basketball tournaments for the Buckeyes. They've won 3 tournament games in those 4 years since that Elite Eight run 8 years ago. So this is an opportunity for number 2 seed Buckeyes to get back to the Sweet 16, certainly have its most successful NCAA tournament run in 8 seasons, positioned back to do it again. Number 2 seed against number 15 Oral Roberts in the first round on Friday. Stephen Means will have all that basketball coverage. Great time to try the text. If you want to get basketball and football information, 14-day free trial, right in your phone, send a text to 614-350-3315. Could the Big Ten win its first basketball national championship in 21 years? Certainly possible this year. Doug LaMaurice from Cleveland.com. The Big Ten, 2 number 1 seeds, 2 number 2 seeds in this NCAA basketball tournament. Illinois and Michigan, the 1 seeds. Iowa and Ohio State, the 2 seeds. Last time the Big Ten won it all, 2000 season. the Michigan State Spartans. And remarkably, since then, the Big Ten has been really close. A lot of times, 7 national title game losses since 2000 by 6 different Big Ten programs. Indiana lost in the championship game in 2002. Illinois lost it 2005. Ohio State lost it in 2007. Michigan State lost there in 2009. Michigan lost there in 2013, Wisconsin in 2015, and then Michigan again in 2018. So that's 6 different Big Ten schools, almost half the league, getting to a national championship game but falling just short. So the Big Ten has been competitive, has not gotten over the top. Could the Buckeyes, the Hawkeyes, the Illini, or the Wolverines do it this year? Certainly possible, and you'll have lots of your friends out there probably picking maybe a Big Ten team to win a national championship. Perhaps the Illini, the most popular Big Ten pick this year, trying to do something that hasn't been done in 21 years. For all your Big Ten and Ohio State basketball coverage, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/OSU. What's the latest with Ohio State football recruiting? Well, the Buckeyes, class of 2022, number one in the country. They have 6 of the top 100 players in the class of 2022 committed at this point. That's according to the 247 Sports player rankings. They, of course, have the number one overall player, quarterback Quinn Ewers of Texas. They have the number 9 player, it's cornerback Jaheim Singletary of Jacksonville, Florida. The number 23 player, Caleb Burton, a receiver from Texas. They've got the number 39 player, that's Ohio linebacker Gabe Powers. Number 41, Ohio linebacker C.J. Hicks. And number 60, that's Indiana linebacker Desaun McCullough, who played his high school ball in Kansas. Now his dad, who is a college football coach, has just gotten hired by Indiana, so he's now moved to Indiana. But Desaun McCullough, one of the 6 top 100 recruits already committed to Ohio State for the class of 2022, and the Buckeyes leading the way, 11 players in that class so far, number 1 ranked overall by 247 Sports. If you want to listen, we have a great recruiting-specific podcast every Friday, typically every Friday, Buckeye Future Fridays. We call it that on Buckeye Talk, where Nathan Baird and Stephen Reins really break down what's going on with recruiting for Ohio State football and make sure lots of constant updates from our recruiting team, battles for recruits, lots of stuff at cleveland.com/OSU and interesting recruiting tidbits in your phone. Free trial for 14 days, 614-350-3315. Send a text to that. I'm Doug LaMaurice of cleveland.com.